Russian officials stated they were repelling Ukrainian cross-border raids in a southwestern province for a second consecutive day, while Kyiv officials remained silent about the operation's extent.
Russian President Vladimir Putin labeled the incursion into the southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation and mentioned plans to meet with top defense and security officials to address the situation. The regional head urged residents to donate blood due to the intense fighting. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Amid strategic advances by China and North Korea in the Indo-Pacific region, Japan and Italy are bolstering their military cooperation to enhance their defensive capabilities.
Japan and Italy are currently in the second day of a three-day joint exercise called Rising Sun 24, aimed at improving defensive capabilities as China and North Korea increase their tactical presence in the area. The exercise features four F-35A fighters from Japan and another four from Italy, along with four Eurofighters. Two KC-767 refueling aircraft are also part of the exercise. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Elon Musk has confirmed that the headquarters of his social media company X is relocating from San Francisco, citing the business environment challenges in the California city.
"It is impossible to operate in San Francisco if you're processing payments," he stated, without further explanation. This confirmation follows a New York Times report that X will close its San Francisco office over the next few weeks, with employees moving to existing offices in San Jose, California. David Lang reporting.
The number of women obtaining abortions in the U.S. rose in the first 3 months of 2024 compared to the period before the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, according to a report released this week.
A key reason for the increase is that some Democratic-controlled states have enacted laws protecting doctors who use telemedicine to see patients in states with abortion bans. The We Count report for the Society of Family Planning, which supports abortion access, found. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
At least one person was killed and eight others were trapped after a hotel partially collapsed near the Mosel River in western Germany, police reported.
Police said they believed 14 people were inside the hotel in the winemaking town of Kroev at the time of the collapse. Five people escaped unharmed, while the other nine were buried beneath the rubble, police said. One person had been confirmed dead, but their body had yet to be recovered, Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Environmental Protection Agency issued a ban on a weed killer, stating it poses a threat to the health of farm workers, pregnant women and unborn babies.
The pesticide, known as DCPA or Dactol, is used in farming to control plants, vegetables, and fruits, commonly on staples like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and onion. The weed killer could affect fetal thyroid hormone levels, the agency stated. Jim Kender reporting.
A five-year-old boy with autism was rescued from a Florida pond after he wandered away from his home Tuesday evening, authorities reported.
The child, whose name was not released, went missing from his home in Deltona around 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. He triggered an alarm after escaping through a second-story door, the sheriff's office stated. After the rescue, the boy was medically cleared and returned to his family, the sheriff's office said. Liam White reporting.
Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna this week were canceled after two suspects were arrested for allegedly plotting a terror attack, authorities announced.
"We have no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety," stated a message from Barracuda Music. All tickets will be automatically refunded. The cancellation followed the arrest of a 19-year-old Austrian citizen on Wednesday morning and a second suspect in the afternoon. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.